The Pentagon in politics: Hegseth's briefing ban and Trump's 2028 concession. Republican senators, not Democrats, took the unusual step this week of publicly rebuking Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for cutting Democratic members of Congress out of classified Pentagon briefings. The senators involved include members of the Armed Services Committee, the body constitutionally charged with military oversight. Their complaint at its core is institutional. The Gang of Eight structure and broader committee briefing process were designed to be bipartisan precisely because national security decisions require legitimacy that survives changes in administration. Unilateral briefings create unilateral accountability. When something goes wrong, it lands exclusively on one party's ledger. For Hegseth, the rebuke follows a pattern of friction with both the uniformed military and Congress. Friction that has consistently originated not from the opposition party but from within the coalition supporting the administration. Dismissing opposition criticism as politically motivated is straightforward. Dismissing criticism from committee members with direct jurisdiction is a different problem, and one the White House is reportedly watching. President Trump's statement to reporters this week about a potential 2028 run carries its own political weight. He told reporters he would love to run, but that the law is very strong, a notably direct concession compared with earlier deflections, jokes, and suggestions that constitutional scholars held differing views. The moment a sitting president states clearly that he will not seek another term, succession politics accelerate. Republican figures who have held their ambitions in check are likely to read this statement as permission to begin quietly organizing. Trump's post-presidential influence over the party, through endorsements, fundraising, and the threat of their withdrawal, means the 2028 primary will be substantially shaped by decisions he has not yet made. In Maine's Senate race, Democratic challenger Jackson is responding to the surfacing of a 1988 police report documenting a punching incident. His partner from that time is now publicly denying the assault occurred as described, giving the campaign room to contest the characterization while acknowledging that something happened, arguably its most defensible ground in a race. On the electoral map, a new Siena College poll shows New York Governor Kathy Hochul leading Nassau County Executive Lee Blakeman by 10 points, down from a 20-point lead in June. A 10-point compression in roughly 6 weeks is a trend that, if sustained, could make a state that was not supposed to be competitive genuinely so by November, where a 2-point swing may determine the outcome.